it will be legal for same-sex couples to apply for a marriage license in House County. And here with us, first we go to Judge McElroy, who heard the case today and made a decision. We'll have him give you just a brief overview of what happened.
Yeah, the petitioners filed writ of mandamus this afternoon. They asked the court to hear it immediately, to issue an alternate writ, which would be to the county clerk, directing her to start issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples, or to come to the court at 9 o'clock on Thursday, and that would be in front of Judge Backus, to explain why she should not do so. She was present in the courtroom and indicated that she would be likely to begin issuing licenses, but I didn't hear any time frame. But the court will consider the writ and make a determination should they come back to court to make the argument.
All right, we go now to former Judge Nelson, acting as the attorney in this case for the two gentlemen standing right here, too. And this is Peggy Nelson. Peggy, what happened today?
Well, it should probably start with yesterday morning when Reg Stark and Dale Schutte went to the clerk's office and were denied a marriage license. They contacted me, and I actually came out of retirement to file a, a verified petition for a writ of mandamus, which assigned in the alternative forum with the opportunity for a hearing. But this is history in the making, and Taos County is a part of it. It's happening all over the state, and it's wonderful.
What does it mean for the people who have already been married, for instance, myself, in another state? What happens now?
Well, New Mexico recognizes valid marriages from other states if there's no public policy reason not to recognize them in New Mexico. So once the Supreme Court makes a decision on this issue, which they will, I'm convinced that they will, and I think they will rule that same-sex marriage is constitutional and fully legal in New Mexico, your marriage from California will be acknowledged in New Mexico as any other marriage anywhere else in the country or the world would be.
Okay, also thank you. Just a quick response from Reg, also over here, and both of you.
We are just beyond excited. It is such an amazing experience for us at this point in time, and we're thrilled to be this part of Taos history, our home, and we want to be married here. We want to spend our life here, and so it looks like everything is falling in place for us.
Will you be heading down here tomorrow, Dale?
We sure will, but we'll be right here at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
All right. You heard it first here. It is going to be legal in Taos County. Add us to the list. We'll be following this story closely, but as for now, if you are a same-sex couple who's been wanting to get married, those applications are ready because it has now been signed. From your Northern New Mexico newsroom, I'm Nancy Stapp, and you're up to date.
Well, three things happened in a row in New Mexico that really gave the town of Taos a, not the town of Taos, the state of New Mexico, a black eye. Deming's horrific police brutality. I mean, really, I'm just going to tell this shortly because I can't. I mean, it's so graphic and horrible. But they thought a guy ran a stop sign. He rolled through a stop sign coming out of a Walmart. They thought he was carrying drugs because, probable cause, he was holding his butt cheeks too tight. This led to a number of invasive, including enemas, and to the end result, a forced colonoscopy. If that police department isn't dismantled and reassembled, I don't know. That was first thing that happened. Then we had, in Taos County, that incident, which I've heard it argued every way. We were discussing it here in our water cooler talk yesterday, and I probably stand more to the, hey, you know, you don't know what it's like. I don't. But I listen very carefully when my friends of color, particularly my black friends, tell me what it's like to be a black. She's a black woman from Tennessee. Five kids in the car, including a teenager who was still, he's a boy. I'm sorry. When you're 14, you're still a boy. And you've got an officer manhandling your mom and cracking out the window and shooting. Using your firearm should be a last resort. And I would just ask all of you to please have a little sensitivity when it comes to what it's like to be perhaps a person of color, a black person in America. And what has happened to black people often in rural, out-of-the-way places when they get pulled over by police officers. I'm not saying all cops are bad at all. And you all know that. I come from a family of police officers, and good morning.
Morning, Nancy. I'm sorry if I interrupted your sentence there.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to say that when we've got in our nation's capital just a couple months ago, it was just last month, wasn't it? The Capitol Police fire on somebody and then get called heroic for it. That sets a terrible example for other police departments that they think that they can just shoot at people.
You know, and there's a great, thanks. I don't want to be cop bashing, because I know every day on a routine traffic stop, they don't know what's happening. I know recently there was a woman police officer who was shot in the face just making a routine traffic stop. So I want to be clear that it cuts both ways. There is a video of this. And there are, obviously, there were mistakes made, I mean, on both sides. But I think what troubles me more is that as I talk to my non-black friends and white people, if you don't really listen carefully to what it's like or be with somebody who's black, this woman and her family were black. They're coming from a different place of deep prejudice. And to use your firearm ought to be a very, very last resort. And with kids in the van? Come on.
I absolutely agree, Nancy. There's just no reason that they should take that kind of measures when it really is not necessary.
Just set up a roadblock. She won't race with the kids in the car because we won't be chasing. We'll catch her. Where's she going to go? She's in the canyon. It was really, you know, Channel 7 was up here talking to the mayor yesterday. Do people think it will affect tourism? People, you know, generally people read a headline and about two sentences. And what they're going to see is, wow, police are really brutal here. Is it true, by and large? I don't think so. But I think there were some horrible mistakes there. And the fact that, you know, everybody's just kind of shrugging it off, like, well, she shouldn't have left the scene. You don't know what's, you know, yeah.
Right. Now police in real life start shooting even quicker than police in Grand Theft Auto games.
Ouch. Yeah, I don't. All right. 758-5868 is our number. You know, we've got some hot topics on the table today, which is always, I think that's great. We should be talking about them. Look at the whole video. There are people that are vehemently like, you know, the cops did everything they could. And I actually have to say the first officer really did try to get this woman out of the car. But to know when you're pulling over a black family, a black person, I mean, Trayvon, I mean, come on, Skittles, some lunatic self-appointed cop. There are reasons for black Americans to feel afraid when somebody is coming at them that's white with a gun. We'll be back. We've got more. Breaking in with some special news. Boy, it is a lesson in how very, very dependent we are on our internet services. And you know what? Throughout Taos County, if you have been trying to make that call, if you have been trying to get onto Netflix, anything to do with CenturyLink or any service, you cannot. Now, that may be an inconvenience. It may even cost your business some money. But the bigger concern for Chief Koch from the Taos Police Department, who dropped by here this morning, I really appreciate it, is safety. I thought it last night. What do we do in emergencies, fires, 911 circumstances? Nobody can use, or at least very few people. I don't know anybody who's able to use their cell phones. Chief Koch, talk to us a little bit about that. We know it's an underground problem in Ute Mountain. We're looking at an estimated time, 10 hours, which puts us at around 4 p.m. that they might have it fixed. That's a long time. So what do we do, Chief Koch?
Good morning, Nancy. The one thing I want to stress to everybody is we were on this last night at 7:30 when it initially happened. At no time have we lost our dispatch center's ability to communicate with the various state resources via computer links or our telephone services. Obviously, if cell phone doesn't work, you can't call 911 on a cell phone. But the landlines are still operational. The numbers for dispatch are still operational, and all emergency services within Taos County were completely operational throughout this period last night and are still up and running today. So I want to just assure everybody that our emergency services are still available. You simply have to contact us through a landline at this point, and that number is, of course, 758-2216 or 2217.
In case you get in trouble, what do you do? Maybe you head to a business and make that call.
Sure. We need to come together as a community. This is going to be just a challenge, is what it comes down to. The main thing is for everyone to just remain calm. Everything is still up and operational as far as governmental services. We just need to all kind of take a minute, invest a couple of minutes this morning to find out who has the nearest landline that's available to you if you don't have one in your home. Maybe that is the coffee shop next door or the convenience store down the street. find out where that operational landline is so that you know where to go if you do have a problem, and come together with your neighbors and your family, and let's just pull together. We'll get through this. You know, it's going to be 8 to 10 hours of 1970s existence, if you will. And there's a lesson in this for all of us. If we're far too dependent on internet and cell phone, we need to be thinking about these kind of challenges if they do occur, and how we can better be prepared for it should it ever happen again.
And you'll be checking in with me and our other sister stations to get this information on. So find out your nearest. If you can, just take a moment and think, gosh, I wonder what business nearby. And maybe during my show, I'll even ask for some folks with public businesses or operations, if they are willing, if someone in the event of an emergency needs to make a call, maybe their mom is sick in another state and they're feeling like I have to reach them. Or however, I'll open up the lines and maybe see some businesses willing to let emergency only folks come in and use that landline.
That would be very helpful. And I do want to stress as well, there is still internet access in Taos County. You just can't be internet connectivity via voice over internet or cell phone related link.
What about wireless?
In other words, I don't believe the wireless connections are working either. I'm not positive on that, but we have internet connectivity at Town Hall. Our Facebook page for the police department is up and running. We will have updates posted there throughout the day. So if you do have internet connectivity through hardwire resources, that's another media by which you can remain updated on this this little challenge that we're going to go through today.
So to recap, 2 to 4 p.m. our estimated time to have that fixed. All cell phone services down, and I'll be putting out a call to businesses willing to allow people to come in for emergencies only to use a landline. And remember, everything else, emergency services are working. It's just a matter of getting through to them if you don't have a cell phone. So remember, think back. Think back. What did I used to do when we didn't have a phone? Oh, yeah, I walked over to my neighbor's house, or I took care of it another way, or, geez, I did some work in the garden, if you're feeling well. But I understand the serious nature. If something should seriously happen and we need to report it, we'll get that done, too. Chief Koch, coming in here at 6:20 in the morning to talk to me is something I appreciated. And I know I'll be talking to you throughout the day because we have a landline and you can reach me on it. And heck, you just dropped by and that's nice too.
You know how to get a hold of me, so thank you very much.
Yes, and do drop by again if something new should break. I'm going to be right in this spot, okay?
We'll keep you up to date.
All right, from your Northern New Mexico newsroom, I'm Nancy Stapp, along with your Town of Taos Police Chief Ken Koch. And we'll have more coming up after this.